on the campaign trail. Volunteering updates. The approximate length of this recording is 5 minutes. Campaigning on the campaign trail. We've been looking at the issues surrounding e-scooters, as well as campaigning for children and young people's support. E-scooter awareness. As e-scooter rental trials continue, we've been working to raise awareness of the hazard that their misuse can cause to people with sight loss. We have seen reports across the country of e-scooters being ridden on pavements and parked inconsiderately, with guidance on their usage ignored and unenforced. Private e-scooters still remain unregulated despite being present on our streets. Guide Dogs has been engaging with retailers, local authorities and lawmakers to ensure the safety of pedestrians with sight loss. Most recently, MPs met people with vision impairments who shared their encounters with e-scooters. Visit www.guidedogs.org.uk/campaigns to find out more about our work on e-scooters in your area. Making childhood equal for everyone. At the end of last year, MPs heard directly from children and their families about the vital importance of specialist support for children and young people with sight loss. At our well-attended online event with Westminster MPs Nell, Kelsey and Erin, and their families talked about their experiences with local authorities in mainstream and specialist education and highlighted what they think needs to change. We're working for a future where every person with sight loss has the confidence and support to live the life they choose. That starts with making childhood equal for children and young people with sight loss. To help take this work forward, Guide Dogs is setting up our Creating the Future Commission. We believe there should be a consistent and ambitious pathway to support children with sight loss across the UK from the point of diagnosis through to their transition to adulthood. Every young person should be able to access the support they need to pursue their ambitions and achieve their full potential. Find out more at www.guidedogs.org.uk/campaigns. Included here is a photograph of children and young people service user Nell and her family.
Volunteering. Go figure. The story behind our volunteering stats. Ask any data analyst about statistics and you could be forgiven for feeling lost in a numbers conversation without really knowing what it all means and how it relates to real life. But it's their job, a bit like Sherlock Holmes, to find clues within the data, bring it to life and tell the story behind the stats. To do this, they need to collect the stories and information. So how does this happen? At Guide Dogs, we carry out detailed research every 2 years with our volunteers and staff to find out what's going well and where we can develop. It's called a volunteer impact assessment. What we evaluate is decided by staff and volunteers from across different teams. As a result of feedback from the 2019 survey, we made a number of improvements. This included introducing new volunteer induction days, new staff training in supporting volunteers, a new approach to volunteer communications, and work to improve our response times to inquiries about fundraising or speaker roles. Our new dedicated customer care team is also now in place. Earlier this year, we conducted our volunteer impact assessment. James Needham, project lead, said, "In 2021, it wasn't surprising that there was a lot of interest in seeing how we'd responded to the pandemic and what had or hadn't worked as we shifted to remote working for different volunteer roles. Staff and volunteers identified a very wide research brief, and we're grateful to those who fed back in surveys and workshops. Not everyone wants to complete a detailed survey, and in response, volunteers will also see shorter pulse surveys to complement the deeper research. The January 2021 Pulse survey showed that while volunteers understood the connection between their role and Guide Dogs' aims, we've seen more volunteers feeling that we're not communicating information about their role and fewer feeling that they're making a useful contribution. In response, we've put a number of actions in place, including awareness raising internally of the importance of keeping in touch locally. We've also equipped staff with the information and support they need, alongside our roadmap of activities to get back on track after COVID-19. 71% of our volunteers would strongly recommend volunteering for Guide Dogs. 57 is the average age of a guide dog's volunteer. Statistics from the 2019 Volunteer Impact Assessment. 13 million hours is how long it would take to carry out our volunteers' roles each year. This is from the 2021 Pulse survey.